Smack that.
Dude, I'm so ready to go out in the clubs and do that.
No, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. Oh gosh.
You gotta practice the moves.
Do I even know moves anymore? But like, I feel like I never knew the moves anyways.
Wait, really? I actually think you're such a great dancer.
At the clubs?
Wait, like 100%. Like you're... I think that's a big reason why also, like, we kind of, like, hit it off when we were each other's partners.
Oh, yes.
Like, we would just always go out. Oh, yeah. Like, get our cardio in.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. The, I don't know, third, fourth to last time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which then we didn't know it was going to be our third to fourth last time.
Oh, yeah.
So sad. We literally went out and the motive... The goal, the theme of the night was, let's burn off 1,000 calories. Like, let's just burn it off.
Dance it off.
Yeah. Let's dance it off. Yeah.
And
yeah,
then
yeah.
We set a super early curfew for ourselves. We're like, we're going to be home by midnight.
I think it was 12:30.
Oh, okay. 12:30.
And we literally pulled up to my driveway. Like, I have a timestamp proof photo. It was 12:30.
You can have the best of both worlds, you know?
Yes.
Yes.
When we got on the dance floor, there was like three guys.
It was literally Julie and two other people. We'll post it on our Instagram story.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, but although this week didn't involve any clerbs, mm-hmm. What did go on this week for you? What happened?
Okay, so me, Joyce, and Allie, who were my two like college roommates, we've always just been like, oh, damn, like, we don't want to move out. It's not the right time. And then Joyce is like, can we just, like, go look at this house for fun? Like, can we go look at this place for fun? And Allie and I were like, yeah, we're down, like, no harm. So we were, mm-hmm. like, going out for fun, like, as a joke. Like, and then I think we may be signing the lease tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Tomorrow?
So I literally think I'm moving out. Like, by the time this episode airs, like, I have a new place.
What?
In LA. Three bed, two bath.
I need a burp. That's how excited I was. And I held in my breath for so long that the pressure, like, brought it up.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it feels like a next, like, life.
Oh my God. But the stage. Fact that, like, okay, maybe if like Joyce was the one that wanted to go see the house, maybe like I'm assuming she had maybe like an intention of moving out.
A little bit. She was always a little bit like, oh, you know, like there has to be an initiator. And she for sure tends to be the person in our friend group who like will initiate spontaneous things. Mm-hmm. So she's the reason why we were like, oh, should we go to Chicago next week? So that's why I went to Chicago. It's because of Joyce.
That's crazy, because I feel like, or at least for you and me, it's been a common theme where when we want to move out, like our surrounding friends or who we would potentially want to live with, like they don't want to move out, and when they bring up moving out, then we don't want to move out.
Yeah,
and it's been like this tag, like
move out tag.
I was gonna adulting tag.
Yeah, leaving the nest tag.
Yes. Oh, that's crazy.
So that is, I think, like very big. I just feel like with that, I feel like it's gonna motivate me to just like get the rest of my shit together. Do my taxes. And so yeah, that's the biggest news for me. But
that's huge news.
Thank you.
But I have pretty big news too.
All right, let's go, baby.
There are two new Korean chicken places where we live. Do you know how exciting that
is? Wait, what?
Two. Like, not even one. But, like, I don't know what it is. When people talk about traveling with me, I always recommend Korea. And
Yeah.
I always have to like preface it with, I'm not telling you this because I'm Korean. Like, I truly do think food culture, I mean, we have an entire episode about it, right? Like the food culture there and just sightseeing places there. Yeah. It just has so much meaning, but especially the food. Chicken and beer is huge.
Oh yeah.
But I also told her, but like Korean beer is a bit different. Korean beer is very icy. It's very like, it's meant for you to drink super cold. Like,
it's like very crisp.
It's so, yeah. It's like cutthroat. It's like, oh, you know, like a paper cut. It's like a paper cut.
Oh, yes.
So yes. Crisp and fresh.
In your throat.
Oh, but because I don't know if you've had like some English beer where it's like, it's Narsty. Warm. It's like room temperature. But anyways, yeah, there are two new chicken places.
You're going to need to give us a review next week.
Maybe in 2 weeks.
We'll get the review eventually.
Yes, eventually. Eventually.
Okay. Oh, cute. Well, this week, we actually just wanted to break down the taboo about talking about our periods because, okay, I don't know about you, but I feel like recently in our friend group, like, we've just been, like, very, like, helpful, like, sharing our experiences. Mm-hmm. One of our friends recommended organic tampons, and so yes. I think, like, a bunch of us started using it. And then a friend recommended me menstrual cups. She was like, you mm-hmm. should just try it. Like, I'm going to be trying it, too. And so they changed my life. And so I like told literally all of our friends around us and what?
And all of them.
All of them.
Literally everybody but me. Like, you tried it out. I don't know if they like use it religiously, but it, literally one point in our group chat, it was everybody talking about them ordering. All right, last call, I'm putting in the order. And everyone was like, me.
Free shipping. It's like when you like have to like get together to like buy fake IDs in bulk. Yeah. It's like, come on, you guys, we got to place the order today. Yeah. And yeah. So, yeah, I think that just like talking about it openly, and you all know, like, we get kind of real and,
oh yeah,
kind of gross on this podcast. So this is going to be one of those episodes.
Okay, I feel like it's gross. And to be really honest, I don't even know how comfortable I am talking about it. Ooh. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm going to say it, but it's one of those things where like, I feel uncomfortable, but then I question myself. I'm like, why do I feel uncomfortable? Because it's natural. And mm-hmm. like, I really don't know what the actual population division is, but let's say the world is 50-50. 50% of the world experience this. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if me sharing, like us sharing what we go through, can help validate like how other like women feel when they go through mm-hmm. like their menstrual, you know, cycle every month, or even if like they listen to us and they're like, oh, I have the perfect remedy for that.
Please like, send
I'm
it.
So, yeah, so open to that. Oh, so,
yeah. Yeah, just like starting. When was the first time you got your period? What was that experience like? Were you one of the early ones?
Ooh, the early ones. I think I was pretty average. I got my period in the 7th grade. But I have to be honest, it like came to me as a shock because I think I expected it to come way later. And it was actually at a like a family friend neighbor's house. So they were a really close family friend that lived like 6-7 houses down from my house.
Oh, okay.
And I would go over, and it has to have been on like a weekend actually. Like when, you know, my parents were at work and, you know, they had a kid who was also like my age, and so we'd always hang out.
Yeah.
And then I just, you know, it just kind of happened. And you go to the restroom and I was like, I don't know. I think I was just so fascinated. I was like,
you're like, oh, in the bathroom studying.
You literally like, oh, what is this? Oh, like, no. Just so yeah. confused. And like, good thing I was like pretty close because like she was my mom's friend, right? So, in, you know, in Korean culture, even if they're not your biological aunt, you just call all your mom's friends emos, right? Emo, yeah. Which means aunt. So I was just like, I just remember going to my emo and I was just like, emo, like, I think I started my period. And so she was actually the one, like, she like literally brought down, she had like another daughter, like an older daughter, mm-hmm. brought down a panty and like showed me how to put on a pad. And I called my mom and I was just like, and my mom was just like, it just congratulated me. She was just like, oh my God, congratulations. Like, womanhood. Womanhood. And that night when she came home with a cake and flowers.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Why?
I think it's very common in Korea.
Oh, to
or
like
Korean culture, but I'm gonna say Korean in Korea because it doesn't really seem like you got that.
Yeah, I gotta say my experience was quite different from yours. Oh? Okay, oh? And this is the first time you'll be hearing this.
Okay. Oh god, I'm so excited.
It's so ridiculous. Okay. So, I was also in seventh grade when I got my period, and I was at home, thankfully, like, very comfortable. And I remember, like, it was, like, one of those experiences where I, like, had checked my underwear, right? Uh-huh. And then there was, like, a little bit, like, I saw a little bit of red, right? And then I was like, same as you. Oh, I don't think I started my period. This can't be. Uh-huh. Like, for some reason, it felt a little bit early.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, oh, you know what? Yesterday, I had a really, really big poop.
What?
And so maybe my butthole maybe my butthole ripped.
Oh my god, what? That was your thought? Oh my god.
Deadass. Deadass. And so I've never told anyone that. I haven't even told my mom that. Oh my god.
Oh, what?
Yeah, because I mean, like, I don't have a very good bowel system.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I just had, like, you know, like those, like, really, like, painful
poops
that like could do some ripping.
Yeah,
some tearing down there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was one of those.
People probably just, like, are exiting out of the episode right now.
But yeah, so that was my first experience, and I think from then on it was just kind of like, freak, I need to deal with this. But I actually was like never ever regular up until like honestly like 2 or 3 years ago. Like,
wow.
Yeah, like
you brought up a good point about like, should I need to deal with this, because I just thought about it, and it's, I think, very similar to like wearing bras. You know, when you first have to start wearing bras, like training bras, and then like, where did that transition to like real bras? Which, boys, if you like didn't know, you start off with like training bras, like you do, but they don't really do anything.
It's like a sports bra, basically.
Yeah. But I bring this up because you have to get used to like wearing pads and
having them like
just
on
there.
You. Yeah.
And I have a story to tell because I had my tutor over.
Okay.
And this was like, I think when I first started my period, and I got up and she was like, oh, what's that sound? Because,
oh no,
because I got up and as I was walking, it sounded like I was wearing a diaper. Like, I remember, like, I don't know, maybe it was like rubbing on my butt cheeks. I don't know. But it like made noise.
Oh, gosh.
Like not a farting noise, nothing like that. But you know what I mean? Like when like material is like,
rubbing,
it literally sounded
other,
like a diaper.
Yeah.
I was like, what is that? And I was like, oh, what is what? And I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
So you definitely have to get used to it.
Oh yeah. And like, I feel like there's like a lot of like hiding it when you're like younger. Like,
oh yeah.
Oh, like let me stick. Like, where are places you would actually hide your...
Dude, that TikTok we posted kind of earlier on, where like,
yeah,
when I'm at work,
mm-hmm,
I literally have to scan the entire room. It, like, and especially like, maybe if it, like, I don't know, if like my female coworkers like were next to me, like I don't really mind. But if like a male coworker comes around, I'll like, I don't know, like hide it like it's my life. Like I will take it out of the period baggie, which like that's something my mom always told me to like carry around with me. So I always have like, have extras in the car, or if I know I'm approaching that time of the month, like keeping some in my bag.
Yeah.
So I have a little baggie, but it would literally be a second from the moment it leaves the period baggie to the inside of my jean in between my top. You know, it's like really quick.
Yeah.
I don't
even
like putting it in my pocket because I feel like it can like rub out.
Oh,
I will
put
it like inside my jean, like in front of my tummy.
Oh yeah. And if you guys haven't seen it, check out our TikTok, pergoogie.podcast.
Oh yeah.
Because I think that's ingenious. Because, like, when I think about where I would hide, like, pads and tampons, it's literally, like, up my sleeve. Like, I would just be, like, holding it or, like, in my pocket. But then always, like, if you, like, got stopped on your way to the bathroom, it's like, oh, my gosh, what if it drops out of my hand?
You know what I also used to feel really insecure about? In the restroom, I used to feel insecure about making noise when you unravel it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, the plasticky, like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. When you, because it's like a threefold, right? You have to like remove the sticky part, and it goes, like it, like yeah, like it does a the sticky part needs to undo itself,
be unsticky.
Yeah, you need to unstick it, unstick the sticky part. It's kind of late here. Yeah, we just you just go with it.
Yeah, yeah,
unstick the sticky part, and like not so much now because it's like I've gone through it enough times now.
Yeah,
but I remember in the beginning. Being super insecure about it. But yeah, in middle school, I do have to say, like, my mom has had to make a number of trips.
Oh.
Because, I mean, okay, so try to, I actually don't try to imagine. I was going to say try to imagine, but maybe not.
Yeah.
I started in seventh grade, so there's definitely, like, an adjustment period. And yeah, like, I would, like, leak. And I remember this one time specifically was... when I was running a mile.
Oh my.
And do you remember when like jeggings was really in?
Yes.
So like with jeans, it's probably harder to like leak through, but like jeggings, not so much. So I was wearing at that too, like, gray jeggings.
Oh my gosh.
They were gray Hollister jeggings. And I finished the mile and I'm just like, ugh. You just know, you know?
Oh, gosh.
And so that was like one event. But I remember like my mom having to come so much just to give me a spare set of clothing.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
And so that's when she was like, you should just like always remember to bring a jacket with you maybe.
Oh.
You know, to like wrap around your waist in case you leaked.
Mm, that tie.
Yes.
That classic exactly. Around the waist tie.
I miss it.
That's so fashion.
Fucking ugly. So fucking ugly.
So like talking to your younger self, do you have any other advice? Seventh grade Julie. Jacket around her waist, Julie.
Okay, so for me personally, I mean, you're not going to wear like super thick lined panties when you're wearing jeggings.
Because it would always show.
For sure, for sure. And so, you know, obviously when I was on my period, I wouldn't wear the specific panties that my mom got me from a you know, with a Korean, like, home, what do you call it?
Goods, appliance.
Yeah. Kimsejungi.
Kimsejungi.
Kimsejungi, yeah. Kimsejungi. And, like, I'm pretty sure, actually, I've only heard of period panties, like, in Korean culture. Like, I've never heard of it outside of that. And my mom would get me some, but they were, like, thick. Granny panty, like thick,
like opposite of seamless, yeah. Right? Like I'm literally imagining, and like that and jeggings, it would literally look like you would be wearing a diaper.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Yeah,
yeah. Might as well just wear outside of the jeggings at that point. So, yeah, like I think those would have helped out a lot. But I was just, like always so embarrassed to wear them.
Same.
Well, not that anyone would like see me wearing it, but. It was just embarrassing.
Yeah.
It was embarrassing.
No, even just like the thought of like having it, like having it on.
Yeah.
Like while all my other friends are like wearing like Victoria's Secret, like the lace back, like the seamless, you know, I was like, oh my gosh, and I'm going to be over here with my granny panties. Like, no thank
you. Dude, I feel like that's when the sports, like it was like the material was like, it was seamless, but it was like the, you know what I'm talking about? Like the kind of the, I can't believe I just paid $15 for this piece of cloth. Panties?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When they were in?
Yeah. No, yeah. And so I actually, like, I think because of all of those reasons, I actually, like, switched to tampons, like, super early. And I think that just, like, in general, I tend to, like, try things earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Like, get into things, like, a little bit earlier. And so tampons was, like, just, like, a good... I think like solution for me. I think because like my mom was very like, oh, like this is how you do it. And I just got used to it. It
it honestly made my periods like not horrible, because I remember when I would wear pads, like, you know how like literally the smallest thing, like, oh shit, waterfall. Like, you would sneeze. Wait, waterfall.
Actually, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would laugh. Waterfall.
Oh my god. Or when you sit for a long time and then you get up. Oh, dude, I hate that one.
Niagara Falls up in
yeah.
the yeah. Dead ass. And so I think like I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna switch to tampons. And so I would like double layer too. Like, I would do tampon plus liner or pad.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I was so afraid of like getting those, like, you know, like the butt stains.
Oh yeah. And let me just like, I'm gonna say this now because I think I'm gonna forget to say it later. But I think I told you this a couple days ago. I'm so high maintenance. Like, this shit is so expensive. Like, if you're double layering too, right? Like tampon and a pad.
Damn.
Like,
yeah.
Dude, I'm so high maintenance. I need a super tampon and I need a regular tampon. But you need like regular pads and you need nighttime pads. But sometimes you need liners. You know what I mean? And I have my regular like tampons for emergency, but then you gotta use the organic ones. I take more care of my menstrual cycle little cubby in the restroom than I give attention to my makeup brushes.
Same.
I regularly sort that shit out all the time. I feel like I don't remember. I think it had to have been maybe sophomore year. And I remember two girlfriends of mine, we were in the restroom like far away from like the common restrooms.
Oh, at like, school,
I think,
yeah.
I think it was lunchtime and we went to like the one by the gym or something. But like, who is in the gym during lunchtime?
Right.
So we were in the restroom and I wasn't like gonna have them like watch me put it in. So I like the stall was closed and whatever, I was in the stall and I remember I was having such a hard time.
Oh no.
They were just at one point like, just shove it in. Just shove it in. And I was like, what? Like, where?
Which hole?
What do you mean? And so that was my first tampon experience. And I definitely did not put it in right the first time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It definitely, like, did not go in all the way.
Exactly.
Like, that's...
But that hurts more. Because, right, if you see those commercials, it does a 360, like, opening. Up. Literally, like, it's like a tulip. It goes... Like, it blooms.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So imagine it bloomy at the tip. Maybe don't imagine it.
Okay. Yeah, nah.
But that was my first time.
Oh, gosh. No, yeah. I literally remember, like, being the friend on the other side, like, having to, like, walk people through it. And actually, one memory that I have is with one of our friends. I will not name her, but she will definitely know. I was in the car with my entire family coming back from, I think, a Vegas trip.
Mm-hmm.
And she had called me like a couple of times. And I was like, it seems like it's like an emergency, right? Uh-huh. And so I pick up while I'm in the car and I'm like, hey, what's up? And she's like, Hannah, I have a tampon in and I can't get it out. And and like, mind you, like, she is either crying or on the verge of tears, like literally freaking out. I can hear the... It's stuck. It's not.
Wait,
let me
try to do a better impression. It's stuck. I have a tampon. I have a tampon. How was that?
That was beautiful.
I have a tampon. And he can't get it out. Dude, that was so good. That's, oh my god, that was so
the
good.
Quivering in your voice.
Oh my god, oh, good gosh. Job, JJ.
Oh wow. Academy Award right here. Oh yeah. And so in the car, I had to walk her through it. I was like, relax.
Oh, like, relax, like
you can't,
like emotionally, like, or like body, like your body, like
body,
relax
body,
the area,
body, yaddy, 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 yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy.
No, and so I'm still in like eighth grade at this point. Like, I'm a child. Like, it's blind leading the blind, right? And so I'm like, Mom, she needs help. And so I think at one point I had given the phone to my mom.
Oh,
my mom
God.
Started walking her through it.
Uh-huh.
And so eventually,
but like, because her string went missing, because that is truly a fear of mine.
No, I think the string was very present.
Oh, it's but it was like, so dry.
I think. That's what it was.
Oh, that's painful.
Yeah, like, because you would much
talking about
rather
oh,
pull
yeah.
out
a well-used tampon than a dry one, for sure.
You want that. You want that medium rare to rare. You know what I mean? I was going to say you want that well done, but well done is like rough.
At the end of your period?
Like, well done. Oh. I feel like, I wonder if like people who don't have their periods would understand.
Yeah.
But yes, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that was a very defining moment.
Yes.
In the tampon experience.
Oh, yeah. But talking about scares, this was fairly recent. I think maybe like 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
I think I shared this on the pod before, but for those Kogis who like are joining us for the first time, I'm happy you're joining us on our period episode. But I had a tampon in. Mm-hmm. I was on my period, mm-hmm. obviously. And then I was meeting actually a friend who was visiting from New York. And, you know, I was also meeting up with a friend I hadn't seen in like over a year. And so I was like, okay, let me just use the restroom. I go to the restroom. And you know, when you're kind of excited, you're preoccupied. You're not really in the zone.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I guess I had forgotten to take out the previous tampon.
Oh.
And I put in another tampon. But
oh my god,
one of my major symptoms is bloating. And so I do remember when I was putting in that new tampon, it wasn't going in as easily.
Oh my god.
But I thought that was just like me being bloated slash, I don't know. Like, I just didn't think much of it.
Right, right.
And I remember sending you and like the girls a video because I came home because I don't sleep with tampons in. I took out a tampon, but I saw another string.
Dude, that's crazy.
And I think I thought it was even crazier because I think the week prior, I was literally listening to Girls Gotta Eat episode about that one like gynecologist doctor.
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
he was talking about how there are so many emergency cases where girls come in because they get the tampon too stuck up like their vagina.
Yeah. Either that or I think like it gets up there and then they forget.
And they forget. Yeah, yeah, and then it rots in there and it girls smelling
like there's an odor.
Yes.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. So I was like freaking out and just like so thankful, you know, that I didn't push it up like with the string.
Oh gosh.
But I just remember being so shook. Like, I just had two tampons
inside of your canal. Wow.
So I got to conclude that statement with God loves me.
He does.
Yep. He did not want to send me to the ER.
Yep.
So.
Also, I will say God loves me as well because,
yeah.
because of this double tampon story, I was forced to prank call a male friend of ours, acquaintance actually, a male acquaintance of ours, and tell him, oh my gosh, I got two tampons stuck in me. So thank you for that. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, we're going to have to do a round two very soon.
Okay, but you actually had brought up bloating, mm-hmm. and girl, okay, I feel like I've never really like understood you and like mm-hmm. why you would be like, oh, my bloating's like really bad, until literally 2 days ago. I felt like the most bloated I've probably felt in like 4 or 5 years, and it was so freaking uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Like, I literally felt like I couldn't do anything. Like, I was like, oh my god, I don't really want to eat, even though I like ate the entire thing. I was like, these, like, all the pants.
Dude, I do that all the time. Oh, I'm so not hungry. Ugh.
Finishes.
Picks up a couple more chocolate chips. Oh, I really don't want to eat this. Oh,
and, yeah, you know, I changed my outfit, like, 3 or 4 times because I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm so uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. so, yeah, no, I feel for you and your symptoms.
Oh, yeah. It's my most prevalent symptom, mm-hmm. and I think maybe PCOS people probably know that more, but I have like PCOS's second cousin is like that's what I would compare it to. That's what I have, right? So I remember, so during the pandemic, if you listen to us chronologically, like, right, I was really stressed in November, kind of like freaking out about my health. Yeah. I think one of the check-ins was like you guys making fun of me because I was like a hypochondriac.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just so nice to finally go to all my doctor's appointments in early January and like to get answers, right? Yeah. Because I do feel like my bloating was kind of excessive.
Right.
Like, I'm not saying excessive, like my belly was double its size and I looked like 4 or 5 months pregnant, not like that, but it was definitely present where activities, hobbies would be very restricted and limited.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's one of those, like, you know, like when you have to go to a checkup and they're like, is this impacting your life?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's when they know that there's like something up.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, no, I definitely am like so glad that you like got answers.
Yeah. And it really sucks because I just hate going out when I like have this symptom. Like, I just don't feel good.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't. Maybe it has to do with confidence. I don't know. I just don't like feel like myself. Like, I literally will take one sip of water and I just feel like a balloon. Like, yeah. I just feel so like for comparison to like for boys like who don't have periods, like you can't even fart it out. Like, it's just this air that's like stuck in there and you can't push it out. You can't force it out. It's just there.
It's just like, I feel like it's like a rock hard air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah, nah, I feel you. Cause like, it's hard when you're like experiencing all these things and like it becomes the only thing that you can like focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Cause yeah. I feel like it's just like, oh, if I feel shitty, like it's gonna impact like everything.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah. And honestly, like, though I haven't experienced like too much bloating, I will say, like, for me, it's always been acne. Mm-hmm. Like, when I was younger, it was like, okay, small like pimple here and there. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I don't really know when it started, but I started getting like cystic acne.
Mm.
And it's like those huge painful, like, yeah, you can't even pop.
And isn't that more like associated to like hormonal? It's like hormonal acne.
Yeah, yeah. And like even where I get it is like, I don't necessarily get it on like my jawbone, but it's like my chin and like certain parts of my cheek.
Yeah.
And so like, yeah, I think it's just been like a very like tough experience. Like,
yeah.
When I say I've tried everything to control my acne, it's everything. Like oral medications, topicals. You know, I get my herbal peels, facials.
Hilly.
I've done chemical peels, laser, like everything under the sun. And yeah, I think it's just, I don't know. I still feel like there's improvement that can be made in my, what? I don't even know.
What would you improve?
What, my gut health? Isn't your gut like linked to your skin? Isn't food linked to your skin? Like, I feel like I need to. Yeah, I just need to figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, on the bright side, right? Like, on the bright side, you know what works, you know what doesn't. Because I feel like when we were younger, I mean, the thing is, I don't ever remember feeling super bloated when I was younger.
Yeah.
But even if I did, it was just like, oh, this is like what comes with a period. Like, I think I just like accepted it for what it was.
Because you're not really like aware of it.
Yeah, you're not aware. Yeah. But I think having experienced it enough, you're more in tune with your body. So you know what triggers. Mm. You don't fully have control. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
at least you know, like, oh, when you feel this way, oh, period is coming.
Yes.
Or when you start breaking out, you're not just like frustrated, like, oh, what's wrong with my face? It's like, oh, period is coming.
Yes, yes.
You're just more like, you're understanding the process of the entire cycle.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I feel like when they say menstrual cycle, obviously we know what they're referring to, like the whole internal part, but it's truly a cycle. It's a cycle, like it's a two-week cycle.
Yes, 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 yes. Because for me, it's like everything happens the week before.
Hands down.
Right?
Hands down.
Like the actual period isn't as bad, I would say.
Yeah, unless it's like the cramping.
Oh,
that happens.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Like all the other stuff, I feel like for the majority, it's the week before.
Yeah.
Especially my attitude.
Oh.
Like, I feel like I can really catch on to when I'm being snappier.
Oh, yep.
Like, and I won't know it in the moment, Actually, no. I do sometimes. Like, sometimes I'll do it. But you know when, like, you already did it, so you can't, like...
It's like a reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uncontrollable reaction.
Yeah.
But it's like, you wouldn't have done that if you weren't on your period.
Yes.
You know? So you do it, but it's kind of, like, shocks you, too. Like, oh, like, why did I do that?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I think... Okay, like, perfect example, like, recently, right? Like, my mom just wanted some of my help, but, like, you're just, like, less patient. And so then I get snappier. Like, I literally... So your voice raises higher. Mm-hmm. You just have less patience. You're not as understanding. And I'm not saying, like, all girls are like this, but this is, like, a me thing.
Yeah,
And I'm always, like, trying to work on it, because especially when I know I'm approaching my period and act like that, it's, like, that is my last resort. Let's try to not use that as an excuse, but also understand, like, because I'm approaching my period, that I may be more like that.
Yeah, and I still think for me, I'm trying to find that balance, because, like, I will, like, I track my period, and so, like, the week before, I'll warn everyone, like, hey, I'm on my period. Like, everyone watch out. And I think, like, I do that just to, like almost like a just in case.
Oh, for sure.
But then my mom had made a comment, like, I feel like sometimes, like, because you know that your period's coming, like, you're giving more power to, like, acting out, or like acting with attitude, or giving us attitude.
Yes.
And so, like, even for me too, like, I think I'm just trying to find a balance between, like, okay, wait, am I justified?
Wait, that's so funny, because I definitely thought that too.
Yeah.
Right? So maybe, like, your cramp isn't as bad, or your mood doesn't need to be as bad, but because you, like, tell yourself, oh, but I'm on my period, it's like, it can make it even worse.
Yeah,
that's one way to go about it. But then the second thing I thought was, I feel like my dad, he's just naturally very pushy. Like, pushy as in, like, again, I think this rooted from, like, high school. When, you know, I still used to figure skate, he would, like, push us so hard, I feel like I needed to tell him I'm on my period. Because I feel like physically,
oh wow, yeah,
you're not, like, imagine trying to do box jumps while having cramps and going back, like, Niagara Falls occurring. You know what I mean?
Oh, God.
It's just so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, you feel heavier. You feel...
just, like, kind of gross.
You feel gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just feel like a blob, to be really honest.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's when I started to announce it. Oh, so my dad knew that I wasn't just half-assing practice. It was like, I physically don't feel fine.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's why I started getting into the habit of that.
Oh, yeah. Because, no, I think, like, it's been, you know, we've been in quarantine. And I think me and my dad are very similar. And so we tend to get into it more often. Like,
yeah.
Like, I will challenge him, right? And he will do the same for me. But because of that, and, like, because I'm so sensitive on my period, another one of my symptoms is, dude, I just cry. So Niagara Falls in two places. And so, yes, a very common symptom of mine is watching very rom-com sad movies. Because I almost feel like I need an excuse to cry. Like, I can't just be like, oh, I'm just crying because I'm on my period and I'm emotional. And so, yeah, I think, like, yeah, a very prominent symptom of mine is, like, just cry it out.
Yeah.
So me and my BFFs, The Notebook, Titanic, One Day, A Walk to Remember, P.S. I Love You, Up. All of those.
Oh my God, Up. That's a good one.
Right? And I only need, like, the first, like, 5 minutes. So that's, like, my efficient one.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay. Yeah, The Notebook, Titanic, they all happen a little later. So yeah, I'm all about the efficiency.
Exactly.
What could get the job done?
Exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, for me, I feel like, I definitely feel like I have less I want to cry days than you.
Uh-huh. I do have a lot of those, honestly.
I think you do. I think you do.
Yeah.
But maybe it's like after I came. No, I definitely had these days in, like, college too. But there are just days when you, like, want to cry.
Right? Like, you feel it.
Or maybe I just feel these days like I haven't had one of those days in a while. But I think it's because I cried everything out in November.
No.
So it needs to do some replenishing or stocking up. It needs to do some stocking up of the tears.
Yes.
The tear ducts need, they're busy right now.
Oh, I see. So, I see. Those water tanks. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But my go-tos would be Walk to Remember, I feel like a good one is Marley and Me. Like, just like pet. Oh. Like, oh yeah, those ones are really sad. Or coming home videos, like on YouTube, when you just look up home. Like, yeah, home. Like army members. What do you say? Army?
Oh, people.
Army men.
People active duty.
Active army duty military.
People in the army, men and women in the army.
Yes, men and women in the army coming home.
Also, kind of a random one. Uh-huh. Do you remember those like foreign commercial?
Oh yes.
Like
when like like the mom's working really hard and gets like really old and fragile, and the kid like has to like walk to school with like no school supplies and yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh gosh, yeah. Dude, that's
aren't those like insurance videos?
I think so. Like it's some like freaked up thing. Like yeah. I'm like, y'all didn't need to rip out our heart just yeah. to sell us something like that.
In the arms of the angel.
Moving on from all of our our struggles, our
very real complaints.
Yes, on our periods. Mm-hmm. What are some of the ways that you've like dealt with it, coached with it, remedies?
Yeah. I feel like this one's pretty not like well known, but everyone always mentions it. Mm. But I truly do want to vouch for it. Get yourself to work out.
Oh shoot.
Because trust me, it's a super like tempting like not you don't want to do it. It's a super tempting and challenging experience up until the moment you start working out. Oh, you know what I mean? When you plan to go to the workout, when you're getting dressed to go to the workout, so many times you're just like, oh, should I not? Like literally devil in your head, like, no, don't work out, don't work out. So it's like the entire process is so hard until the moment you are breaking a sweat, and then trust me, you feel so much lighter. You're getting the bowel movements like going and going. Yeah. So maybe less bloating. And then just like a hot shower after that. It's great.
Oh gosh, it's great. And also like I would say for me too, like I don't need to do like super intense workouts, but even just like a walk, even a yoga, like 30-minute, like just something to like get my mind off of like I'm bleeding. The walls are shedding. Like, I think it's just, I think it's good to like almost like distract yourself.
Yeah. And then I would say, okay, backtracking just a tad bit about like, you know, like announcing it, you know, you were giving yourself a reason to act the way that you were.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's also nice to know why you may be acting the way that you are.
Mm.
Right? Sometimes like, I think it could be frustrating. Like, oh, why'd I just do that? And you can like beat yourself up for it.
Yeah.
But I would highly recommend keeping track of your period, which like I know you do. Like I have done for like years now.
Oh, shoot.
I feel like I hopped on that pretty quickly.
Yeah, you. Yeah, yeah.
And I used to do it very old school. I used to draw circles on my calendar because you know I love to like have my planners. I used to color coordinate like all that shit. Like, you know.
She probably has some like secret code. You have to like decode.
Yeah, because you can't like make it so obvious.
Like, it can't be like a red, like the entire thing, just like a red splotch.
Yeah. So I think when you keep track of it and you kind of know and understand your body, it helps to like validate your own feelings. Like, okay, I've been feeling groggy. I've been feeling like heavier and unmotivated because of the egg is shedding.
Yes. Yeah. And I also think like in terms of like being in tune with your body and like, you know, just like making sure that you are okay. Like, I think that's a huge reason why we wanted to talk about this. Cause like a lot of our friends, like they would have abnormal symptoms. Like,
oh yeah.
Literally like passing out in places.
Yeah. Just cramps so bad. They would need to take days off or like pills and pills of Midol, which I still have actually yet to try.
Oh yeah.
But also just like, literally so much pain ripping off like fake nails, biting things off.
Oh my gosh.
Or we have this one friend and she knows who she is, would let her period affect the furniture she bought.
What do you mean? What?
I hope she doesn't mind me sharing this. But I feel like those who know like know because they're her close friends. She was like furniture shopping, but she was on her period.
Okay.
And when she's on her period, I guess like red is more attractive to her. So she bought all her furniture in the color red. Like, I think it was like a red bookshelf, red drawer, like red chairs.
Oh my god!
Like, imagine a living room full of red. Because she was on her period.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Yeah. That's the best. Just really just decorate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
It's kind of scary, actually.
Also, because we gave you guys a little bit of advice for how to cope with your period, this one is for the boyfriends.
Yes.
For the dads, or just like the significant others who just don't understand.
Yes.
How to deal with someone who's on their period.
Yes.
So,
did you have advice? I really try to think about it. Okay, and don't come at me. I'm just trying to be real, okay? You can't be too clingy because it's 귀찮아, okay? Like she already feels like stuffy. Mm. She already feels stuffy. She doesn't want anybody clinging on to her, like trying to grab her tummy, Oh, but I will say it is really nice when the boy like rubs your tummy for you when you're having period cramps. Let me just say that.
Oh, that
but,
is nice.
But not when she's not laying down. No. Like if she's sitting up straight.
And don't he's be rubbing.
Don't be rubbing the tummy.
Who does that anyways?
I don't know. But at the same time, don't not give a shit because then she'll be upset as well. So just the right amount of attention. Which is a very fine line.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Yeah, and my advice is just honestly not helpful at all. I was just going to say, like, don't look at me the wrong way. Don't talk to me the wrong way. Do not text me the wrong way. Do not say the wrong thing. Because all of it has the potential to piss me off. So, good luck.
Yeah, good luck. That's our advice to you.
Also, huge point. It's okay if I warn you and say like, hey, I'm on my period. But if you ever, ever tell me, oh, are you on your period? Oh, I will.
Yeah.
Murder.
Murder. Yeah.
Murder.
R.I.P.
Good luck.
Good luck. And have some tea. Have some tea, show some self-love, some self-care. It's all right if you miss a day of workout, even though I recommended a workout. It's all right if you lay in bed for 22 hours. It's
you do you.
Yeah, you do you.
Also, you do you. What's best for you is to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at prugogi.podcast, on Twitter at prugogipodcast. And please, like, please just leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Yeah. Give us a follow on Spotify.
It is in your best interest.
It is in your best interest. Okay.
And follow me at BEJULIFIED.
And me at HANAKATTT.
One, two, three.
Hey.